Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, welcome to the show. Hey, it's Wednesday morning here in Texas. It's 10:30 in Houston, and I hope that your day is starting out like mine. Of course, it's a choice we make when we get out of bed, but I chose today to have an incredible day. And the way my week has been going this week, it's hard not to have another incredible day. What kind of choices do you make when you pop up out of bed? You know, if you go to sleep positive and you wake up positive, they say that you're going to get more positive out of your day. I don't know. What do you think? You can call us at the show, 347-989-1363, and you can give us your results on how it works for you. You know, hump day is Wednesday, and Wednesday is hump day, and everybody gets that going on by the middle of the week. And at this time of the day, for most of us in the country, we're on our way up the hump. And I'm always interested in finding out how people are going to be going down the other side by the end of the day. What do you do in your day? How do you start your day? How do you recognize your strength and your weakness and how you can help yourself more in your weak areas and continue growing stronger in the areas that you have the strength? I don't know if every person out there looks at themselves that way. Maybe I'm just one of a kind, but I doubt it. And I hope that everyone out there takes the time to make sure that they recognize who they are in the morning. Look in that mirror. Check yourself out. And hey, it's not just in the morning. This is an ongoing, everyday situation. We have to recognize who we are. We have to recognize what our strengths are and what our weaknesses are in order to be productive and successful in our lives. Now, Workshop Wednesday has an audience of solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and myself. I think that everyone out there is in the business of life. So it's really important to make sure that it all starts with your own life skills. Now, you know, every week I talk about the word gamble. I pick a word from that acronym that I use for the word gamble. Because of 20 years in the casino industry, I realized what the word gamble means for me. And hopefully you'll figure out what it means for you. But I look at the word gamble, well, you know, 20 years in Las Vegas in the casino area, it was easy to understand that gamble meant put your money down on the table, put it in the machine and pull the lever. But for me, 20-some years later, I have recognized that the word gamble stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And, we all need to grow. We all need to be accountable. We all need to recognize how to market ourselves, change our beliefs, to leverage that into enjoyment in our day. Easily said than done. Just like everything else we do in life. Nothing's really that complicated except the choices that we choose along the way and how we get ourselves out of that. How do we recognize our weakness? How do we recognize our strength? Today's word of the week is marketing, and I'll tell you why. I always work off of what's on my heart. And I run a networking group here in Houston. That's another side of Tough Talk Network. We have the radio, and then we have the business networking. We're always teaching people how to build relationships with other business owners. Okay, and, you know, just because it's in a business environment doesn't mean that you can't do it with your neighbor, your spouse, your family, your children, you know, and in your community. Building a relationship is important. That's what we're here for, is to help others. Sometimes we get caught up in our own daily vision, but sometimes we have to stop and think about what it is we want to accomplish. So when I talk about marketing, it's not taking your stuff to a place that could print you T-shirts and business cards and, you know, nice-looking ball caps and all kind of letterhead. It's more than that. For me, marketing means everything that you do, say, and respond to is how people receive your marketing. Okay, so your words are important because if they don't line up with what your business is saying, your actions don't line up to what your print is saying, it really does not do you good. You're marketing yourself completely wrong. And as a parent, as a person in the community, your actions describe who you are. And we might say, well, that's not how I meant it. Well, of course it wasn't, but that's the way it was received. So it's important to pay attention to the way that you present yourself. And once again, it goes back to being able to be disciplined, to be the leader in your business, in your family, in your community, and most important, in yourself. And you can't do that until you understand what you have going on in your own little world. What makes you tick? What makes you tick that way? I mean, I could spend hours on this because every word there, from growth to enjoyment, has so many different meanings. But my word today is marketing. And my challenge for the week is to make sure that you recognize how you're marketing yourself. Because listen, folks, it's really important for you to understand that everything that comes out of your mouth, you can't take it back. You can say, I'm sorry, but you can't take it back. And a lot of times it takes us a while to understand that we're misunderstood and we are sorry. And the opportunity is too late because that person's no longer there watching you or hearing you. And I know that words are important and sometimes we just speak before we think. I do it all the time. But it is something that you have to start recognizing. You know, it's kind of like when you're raising children, they tell you, you hear a parent say, do as I say, not as I do. I know my parents used to say that. And that doesn't work with kids today. And I don't think it really worked back then, except there was more fear in a child than there is today. But the truth of the matter is, if you lead by example, you will see the difference and you will reap the benefit of it in all kinds of ways, in ways that I can't even explain because things happen for me because of it that I just don't understand. And I can't explain it, but I know it truly makes me excited. So make sure to challenge yourself. You take that piece of paper and you write the word gamble, skipping a line down the page. And then you fill it in: growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. Circle marketing. And no, I'm not saying go out and hire a promotion company or a marketing company or get a new printer for your business card. Because none of that means anything is if what you're doing daily, the actions that you take, the steps that you make, the words that you produce are not lining up with it. So get that straight first, right? We all know that what comes from within us shows up on the outside of us as who we are. I always say that the words that come out of your mouth are like smoke that go up your nose and become your reality. So it's your choice, right? Remember, you can call into the show 347-989-1363. You can bring me your suggestions, your opinions, and your complaints. I accept it all, okay? Because if I can't get better by the truth, then I'm really wasting all of our times, and I'm always looking to be better. So we have a great show lined up today, as we always do. We have our first guest today is a lady by the name of Cynthia Larson, and she is out of the California area. And we have a second guest on the show by the name of Doug Harold, who will be up later on the show as well. We're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to make sure we get Cynthia up on the show here and learn all about her and what's going on in her world and how she deals with life in her world, because I'm always curious to find out how people handle the daily challenges that are put on us. Now, we don't all get the same challenges, but there's a lot of them that are similar, and it's really important to pay attention because if you listen well enough, you can improve yourself in a number of ways. Remember, it always comes down to choice. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back in a couple minutes, make sure that you're ready with a pad of paper, a refreshed drink, and a pencil. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesday. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm the host today on Workshop Wednesday, as I am every week, 10:30, 11:30 Central Time, here out of the Houston, Texas area. And folks, I just want to remind everybody, if you just got on the show, word of the week is marketing. Challenge of the week is, how are you marketing yourself? How are your words and actions lining up with what you want people to understand about who you are? My first guest today is a lady by the name of Cynthia Sue Larson. She's a best-selling author, a life coach who helps talented people struggling with unsatisfying lives find love, meaning, and prosperity. She's known as the Quantum Optimist. She's got a lot of books, and she's got a book that just came out. We're going to talk more about that. But first, I want to welcome Cynthia to the show. Cynthia, welcome.
Thank you, Tony. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
It's our pleasure, and we always appreciate people taking time out of their schedule to be on our show. And I know that you're in the California area, so you're a couple hours behind, so we do appreciate you getting up early today.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, I love being on your show, and I really have to say I love the whole emphasis that you've got on this program for self-improvement, and it's just amazing how clear you are about lining things out for people. So love what you're doing, too.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, as we both know, because it's kind of like your background is where you're at in your little world, and you're helping people all the time. But and I struggle with this. I guess maybe that's why I see it clearly, because it's not that easy to conquer those types of things. I mean, it's easy to recognize them, but the struggle comes after you recognize them, and sometimes they need to get together with people like yourself that are life coaches in order to benefit from that. But before we go there, what I'd like to do is find out, I know you're in California calling in, but is that where you're from originally? And tell us how you got to where you are today.
Right. Well, I grew up in California. I was born in Sacramento and raised in a suburb near Sacramento. Lived most of my life there. Came to Berkeley to go to college, where I majored in physics. So I've got a physics degree, which I pursued because I actually am interested in the nature of reality, in why we think the things we think, do the things we do, and actually what's this connection between the way we think and what the world we experience. So that was why I studied physics. Back when I went to Berkeley, this is in the 1980s, they didn't really have the same emphasis and awareness of consciousness, nor was there such a strong connection between quantum physics and consciousness as there is today. But nevertheless, that's really was my primary interest. I did continue my education, got an MBA degree, worked in finance, actually Citibank, it's a world-class banking company, but I was more a project manager, involved in information security, information technology. So I got to use some of my skills and understanding how to help people work better together. But ultimately, I really felt a need to get back into consciousness, get back into how I can help people specifically understand how their thoughts and feelings change the physical world. And that was all just sort of a dream. Nothing was coming of it, really, until I had a very powerful personal experience, which people recognize is called Kundalini awakening. It sounds very strange. Like, what is that? What it felt like was just like I had tons of electricity running through my body, and it literally felt like I was on fire. And it wasn't hot flashes. I was just in my 30s, and this was not menopause or anything like that. It actually felt like I was being transformed from the inside out, and just like I said, running lots of like electrical energy almost, but suddenly being able to understand things and be connected with other people and things that were not right there with me. So it was a very transformative experience, very strange, inexplicable in a sense, because it seemed to come out of nowhere, although I had been doing some meditation, which might have triggered it. And then subsequent, following this Kundalini awakening, I just decided, okay, that's it. Let's really figure out this connection between, you know, what's going on inside of ourselves and the connection with what's outside of ourselves. And I started, I think because of all that energy running through me, I started witnessing what I would call reality shifts, just where things really seemed quite different than they had a moment earlier. And everybody notices coincidences. Everybody runs a load of laundry and wonders what happened to that missing sock. You know, everybody sets their keys down, comes back, and sometimes the keys are not right where you put them, and there's no explanation. So these are common experiences of these sorts of reality shifts. But thanks to my background in physics, I've decided let's explore a little bit better explanation for what's really going on when these things happen, as well as the entire realm of spontaneous remission of disease, the placebo effect, positive thinking, you know, all these wonderful new avenues that this new thought movement is moving into that's pretty strongly backed by science. And so that's my passion, is bringing sort of an understanding of these mystical experiences into the scientific realm so it can become practical and useful for everyday people in everyday life.
Now, a lot of people, when they hear this kind of information, they kind of roll their eyes. Do you experience that?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people feel like, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm fine. You know, that just sounds wacky. That's a little out there. They feel that way until some point where they talk to a doctor, for example, and they're given one of these, you've got 3 to 6 months to live scenarios. And then suddenly, now they're interested. Like, well, wait a minute, what was that I heard about where your thoughts can change your reality? Now I'm interested. You know, usually it's just like anything else. Until you really need something, until you're pressed to the wall with it, it doesn't sound like it relates. So, but I really feel that people can benefit from what William James, the American psychologist, called the power of what if and as if, that if you want a quality, act as if you already have it. And that's why people who are star athletes and top of their business, they know these things that have to do with the way that our thoughts and feelings change the world, and they practice them. So anybody that wants to improve your game in life, whether it's your relationships, your business, or just your general happiness and satisfaction with your quality of life, there's all the reason in the world to understand, you know, what's the science behind this, how does it work, and how can you make it work a little bit better for you?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I know that sometimes that's borderline ego or arrogance. But sometimes people need to recognize how powerful their brain is if they would use a piece of it. And from my own experience, I suffered from Crohn's disease for close to 40 years. And I believe that from trying every type of holistic healing that there was, from the medical doctor to reflexology to crystals to EFT to everything involved in meditation and all of that, because it was a life-threatening situation, and most of us don't even think about putting down the second or third hamburger until it's a life-threatening situation. So I'm really convinced that what you feel upstairs is really what's going to be 97% of your healing process. And maybe that's where our world has shifted wrong, but the good news is that it's becoming more popular to talk about it, so it doesn't seem like witchcraft anymore. People are more available to receive it. So when you came through this process, you were in the corporate setting, and there's a lot of business owners out there, and we're all business owners. I think life is a business. But when you shifted from the corporate world to the entrepreneurial world, Did you find that that was another shift that you had to make upstairs?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was one of the biggest shifts that I've ever made, and it was one that I look around to see, okay, who else is doing this? Where are my mentors? Is there anybody I know that I can learn from? And that helped quite a lot. Although, I have to tell you, I think as any entrepreneur would probably tell you, when you're doing it yourself, you feel like you're the only one because there are unique aspects to what you're doing. And I just felt so tired from the thinking about it that I needed so much sleep. And I think people can relate to that too. I've never worked harder than just deciding, like, how can I set this up? How can I be in service in this new way that's so different than anything that I had done? Although, obviously, I use the same skills I had in the corporate world, but it's so different to be an entrepreneur, to instead of having that regular paycheck, to recognizing, okay, what can I do to be of service that would genuinely benefit people, and how do I show that to people? So that's why I'm so impressed with the emphasis that you place on marketing that you're talking about today, and really lining up that message. And I help people with lining up inside themselves what is exactly their purpose? What are they living for? And so if you'd be amazed, or I guess you wouldn't, but a lot of people that I see, they seem like they're tripping over themselves. They say one thing, but they're doing something else. And there's just that misalignment going on that often when they work with someone like myself, like a life coach, then they can start noticing where those areas are that they're tripping themselves up and straighten it out. So
yeah,
everything you're talking about, it's so true.
I made a commitment in the new year of 2014, you know, to improve myself so I can improve my business. So I hired a life coach, and it's really funny because you said about people tripping over themselves. And she showed me this here diagram or this concept with her hands. She put them both up in the air, and she held them pretty like shoulders width apart. And she says, here's where you are. Here's where you want to go. And then she slid her head between them, and she said, what is the only thing holding you up? And it is ourselves, because we all have the ability, once we get past what we think we know, and we learn what we don't know. So I really believe that everyone out there that's a business owner needs to improve themselves before they can improve their business. And all of that entails hiring a life coach and a business coach. And I was never big on coaches, but I really understand the value of it, because we can't see behind us, and we can't see inside of us.
That's
so
right.
We need other people to point that out to help us get better with it. Now, Cynthia, I know that time goes quick here, so what I want to make sure is realityshifters.com is your website, and you have written many books. Many books. And so the newest book out that I want to make sure that we talk about is called Quantum Jumps. And this is an extraordinary science of happiness and prosperity in a paperback. So, I mean, everybody I seem to meet needs that kind of extraordinary happiness in their lives, because people are walking around a little disgruntled, almost talking to themselves, because life moves faster now than it ever did, and their brain can't compute it all, and they don't know where to stop and what to pick.
Right.
Will this book help that?
Absolutely. This book is all about the science of instant transformation. So, and it may sound too good to be true, like instant transformation, what's that? But turns out that's the quantum realm. It's this area where you can have discontinuities. You can literally go from one state of being to another. The premise of this book, Quantum Jumps, is that we live in a multiverse of possibility, which helps to explain how it can be that when you focus your imagination and your awareness on something and you change that level of awareness, then you can literally access other possible realities. But it doesn't get too bogged down in the science, although it does start out describing quantum physics and what that is. And now this book is available on audiobook. So for people that just want to absorb the information and kind of let it play, so that, like, it's one of those things where you feel like you'll get it if you just hear it enough. You can literally listen to this audiobook now. Audiobook just came out this week, so I'm really excited about that. And it's read by myself, so That way I can put the passion and the feeling and the emphasis in the right areas when you read it, rather than it sounds like it's read by some robot or something. And the message from the book, it's really all about when you have the tools to make those changes in your life, and you've got scientifically validated, proven laboratory results that show you dozens of ways you can become smarter, stronger, more confident, have more willpower, improve your relationships. And like I said, these are laboratory-tested methods that just take a moment or two of time. None of them are all that expensive. You can also reduce pain in your life, be smarter, be more focused. I mean, who wouldn't want a toolkit like that? So the book, although it describes the overall premise and it shows you after you do lots of meditation, you can be a superstar manifesting pretty much anything you want in your life. Truth is, you'll need some starting places, and the book is full of lots of easy ways to get started with these quantum jumps.
I'm looking forward to reading it. I love the audio book thing. I just really think that takes all the excuses out of it. I really believe that it's important for each individual to grow, and they can't grow unless they read something. And sometimes, some people say, I just don't like to read.
Yeah.
And so an audio piece to it is just as good, because the information is getting in you. And you can't make good decisions in life unless you allow yourself to keep being educated, because things change so quick year to year. I mean, from social media to healing to just everyday news. I mean, I don't even know people... Well, myself, I don't watch the news too much anymore because it's depressing. So a good book that provides education for me is something really important, because the news is depressing. And I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I like to keep positive in my area because I step out of there on my own enough. So I don't want to encourage it by watching things that are negative.
Right.
And the news seems to be negative. So,
well, it's interesting you bring that up, because the books that this Quantum Jumps book we're talking about, it's based on good news from science. Good news meaning that I've been waiting for 15 years for the science to catch up with what I learned back when I had that Kundalini awakening, that instant knowingness of, wow, our thoughts really do change everything. And finally, just in the last couple of years, we now have quantum biology. We've got the science of positive psychology. We have embodied cognition. Now, these are buzzwords. What they really mean is there are science experiments, scientific results, scientific theories now that absolutely describe the explanation for how this works and how you can make the most of it. So, but I totally agree with you about, in general, the news media can be quite negative. So, for that reason, I really made this book like 100% positive. So any page you flip it open to, or if you're listening to the audiobook, anywhere you come in, it will be very empowering, very positive. It'll give you that sense of boost and like you can do it no matter where you're at, no matter what's happened. It's not too late, and you're not stuck. So that was really the impetus behind and the feeling of excitement that I had when I wrote the book, is just to share with everybody this good news that we're walking into the quantum age. It really is here. You know, these quantum computers are coming, and these words like entanglement and superposition of states and coherence, they sound like just buzzwords right now. But in the future, all of our children will know what that means. And this is a book that helps to share those ideas so that you can start getting the benefit of that way of thinking and that way of living, which brings intuition, it brings synchronicity, it brings healing and coincidence and just all manner of positive connections in your business and your life.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to reading it. I also, the word transformation is what people need in their life, but the word instant, I think, helps them get there, because everybody today is in a hurry. So do you find that people aren't patient enough to go through the process that you're trying to teach them?
Well, it's like anything else. I practice martial arts that I've been doing for 15 years also, and a lot of people give up. They start and they realize, wow, this is hard. It's just like any exercise program, and if you don't stay with it, you don't get the full results. However, there are things you can walk away with just after that first lesson. If, with the analogy of martial arts, you can learn how to defend yourself if you are attacked, and you can just in one lesson learn things that will protect you the rest of your life. However, if you stay with the program and you keep practicing and you make it your part of your daily week and your daily life, this is who you are, and you're staying fit, you're in shape, then you really have the benefit of all of that training. And it's the same thing with quantum jumps. You can read through this book, Quantum Jumps, get dozens of easy, fast tools, things that you can use in an instant that are free and really powerful. But to make the best use of it, I would recommend making meditation a daily part of your life and doing a lot of the things that you recommend on your show. So it really is a life choice, and recognizing I will keep on this path of improvement, and I will keep asking my favorite question, which is how good can it get? How good can I get? How good can my life get? But it really does start with you and starts with that choice that you make.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes that's the biggest struggle for people, because we're real quick to point out what's not right and what's not, you know, what's wrong, but we're real slow at figuring out why we need to work harder on ourselves. And a lot of times when I work with people, I explain to them that, you know, what is it that they're really here for and what do they want to get out of this life, and keep that focus so you know why you have to push through the hard time. If it was easy, it probably wouldn't work. So they need to know that going in. Anyway, we're out of time, Cynthia, and surely, as I spoke to you earlier, I'm going to have you on some other shows, because I believe that this book is something that everyone should have the opportunity to hear about. But tell everyone how they can contact you, how they can connect with you, and if you have anything going on that they can tune into in the next week or two.
Right. The best way to reach me is through my website, which is realityshifters.com. That's R-E-A-L-I-T-Y, reality. And then shifters, S-H-I-F-T-E-R-S.com. And next week I'm giving a local talk. I know your listeners are in Texas, but I'm doing a presentation for a group for the Institute of Noetic Sciences. So I'll be talking with people that love science about quantum jumps. That's this Friday at 7 o'clock. And the new thing that everybody can access is this wonderful new audio book that I mentioned earlier. But if people just came in, I now have three of my books out on audiobook format. Quantum Jumps is the new one. And then I've also got Reality Shifts and High Energy Money. And I think that's just the easiest way for people, like you said, to read books who might feel that they don't like reading books. And now, thanks to the ebook connected with the audiobook, Amazon's got this thing called WhisperNet, and you can start reading it yourself and then just flip it over to audiobook and have the book be read to you. And that's just the coolest thing. So, highly recommend.
Yeah, what's that called?
It's called WhisperNet on the Kindle. And so you can start out just reading your Kindle ebook, and then we decide, okay, my eyes are tired, I want to just hear it, you know, I want it to be read to me, it just flips over to the audiobook.
I am going to have to check that out, because every time I sit down to read, I start to get a little sleepy, because I think it's because I finally relaxed. And,
but you can absorb
so that,
the information. I mean, when you're listening, then your subconscious absorbs it, and you actually do soak it in. So I once got 100% on a college exam that way, just by reading my notes into a tape recorder. It really works.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is, and you know, that that's a great tip, especially for those people in taking extra courses in college or just taking courses in college period. I mean, that's a great tip. So if you read your notes into, and you can do it now on your phone so easily,
right,
and play
yeah
it back to you, that's a great tip. Well, thank you for that. And
you're welcome.
Make sure to connect with Cynthia. You can find out on, well, hey, everywhere is on Facebook that says Tony Gambone, Tough Talk Radio Network. You will find information to get to her website, how to connect with her on Twitter, and you can go to her website and find out how to connect to her in every direction. So, Cynthia, thanks for your time today. I really
appreciate your
passion to help others, and I look forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. You too. You do the same. So, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with my second guest, a gentleman by the name of Doug Harold, and we're going to talk to him about some of the things that he does that kind of include personal development, emotional health, self-development, financial health, physical health, spiritual health. So as you can see, today's show that was titled Organizational and Life Skills, okay, is a big piece to this because you're going to be able to redirect some of the things that you do in your own little world to improve everything else in your environment. So stay tuned. We're going to come back right after this break with our second guest. We'll be right back.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words. Your raw emotions just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm your host every week here on the Workshop Wednesday show. You can find us from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and find the whole list of shows that come out weekly here with hosts across the country. You can be a guest on the show by going to their page and filling out a registration form. You could also, if you're interested in being a host of your own, we have different ways to provide that service for you as well. You can find out more by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com, click on the host tab. If you're just interested in being a guest or if you just have questions and you want to meet some of our guests, you can email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Now, we're real excited about today's show, as we are every show that we do, because we're bringing people in that can help you improve your environment and your way of living and your place of business. So we hit everything from one end of the spectrum to the other. Now, my second guest such a gentleman by the name of Doug Harold, and he earned his bachelor's from Blue Ridge Institute in North Carolina with additional credits from Ohio State University and Xavier University. He has over 26 years' experience in the food industry, first working with Sara Lee and then with the Warnick Company, and, well, it goes on and on. So what I want to do is I've given you a little bit of background about Doug, but I want to bring him up and welcome him to the show and find out some more. Doug, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony, thank you for having me on. It's a real honor to be on your show today.
Thank you. Doug, now, some of the things I'd like to find out first is where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
I'm calling in from the Cincinnati, Ohio area. I work in Cincinnati. I live born and raised in northern Kentucky, about 40 miles south of Cincinnati, where I was raised on a small farm, and I live in Florence, Kentucky. So I'm in the greater Cincinnati area.
Okay, very good. Now, you have an extensive background in the food industry, it seems like, but when I look at your website, Time and Eternity Personal Development, is that correct?
Yeah, it's all about personal, professional, organizational development. I've been in leadership for over 26 years, and leadership's leadership. I happen to be in the manufacturing world most of my career. I've started a couple of businesses, and then certainly the last 7 or 8 years have done lots of emotional and professional development work and personal development work. So, you know, at Time and Eternity, there's sort of three legs to our stool. One is just around the personal development and then professional coaching and then also organizational development. So, you know, we have lots of organizations that might not have everything they need to be a good organization. A lot of time we have entrepreneurs that have a great product, but they don't know how to set up an organizational structure. So obviously it's all about development at wherever you're at in your own personal career, your own personal life, or in the midst of your organization as you're trying to grow a company. So that's what we do. We're a development company, a personal development. As you had said earlier on your show, if you're not learning and growing, you're dying. So I'm big in personal development. I'm a big audiobook guy. I probably do 10 or 12 audiobooks literally every month. The continuous improvement life is really the only way to live. So those are the things that we try to teach and try to teach on the personal side, the wholeness of life. I think, Tony, somebody told us that there needs to be a balance. No, life is just one, and we need to learn how to live and rest and enjoy being in that one life, no matter what aspect that we're in at any given moment.
Yeah. Yeah, balance is a very huge part of everyday life that we neglect. We seem to be going 100 miles an hour most of the time in almost the right direction. And by the time we understand it, we have gone so far off the path that we have to now come back and start all over. So I know that I tell clients of mine that when you're planning your day and you're planning your business, you should allow some balance in that daily schedule so you'll be able to be better at doing what you're talking about. So, excuse me, I think that's well missed. So, Doug, tell me, you know, you went to college and you did all the right things. You promoted your way through the different areas of college as well, and you worked as in a lot of places and really gained a lot of knowledge. Okay, so I'm going to just take a stab at this here and say you're not in your 30s anymore because you have developed a lot of skills and time set. But do you think that when you graduated college, I mean, was this your plan at that time to do what you're doing now?
No, not at all. I think one of the biggest, you know, falsehoods about life is when you finish your formal education that you quit learning. I'm 48 years old, just turned 48 last month. And if I were to learn as much between the age of 20 and 28 as I've learned between the age of 40 and 48, it's unbelievable what I'd have the opportunity to do. But no, obviously when I came through school and was able to start working and developing my personal career and start growing, yeah. But ultimately, Tony, I came to a spot at the age of 40 where I was very, very successful in every aspect of life. Wife, three kids, living the American dream. But on the inside, you know, I felt like there was just something that wasn't there. And ultimately what wasn't there is that continuing drive to live life and to live hungry and to understand how to live life inside of a passion. So I began to, you know, the greatest thing I ever did was begin to invest inside of me and my personal growth and my personal development, inside of my emotional development, my spiritual development. And literally it's changed the life that I live. I live now 98% of the time complete with joy and contentment, where before, you know, everybody thought I had those things, but on the inside, you know, I was sort of empty. So that's sort of what we aim to teach, and we aim to help folks to really get to the core of who they are. And once you understand who you are, the where you are, and the what you are, really doesn't matter nearly as much as we think it does.
Yeah, it actually, until we understand it, it works against us growing anywheres. And so you hit the nail right on the head, for me anyway. I mean, I know that I'm 58, and from the age of 50 to 58 is where I started to understand what the purpose of myself was. And so, you know, they always said men are a little bit slower than women, so I'm thinking that I got in early, right? So the thing of it is that when I found, for me, I found Christ, I found church, I found a way to look inside myself because of my health, and I had to reinvent myself, and it was hard. And then I realized all the skills I developed throughout the years and how important it is to share those with other people. And I think you've kind of done the same thing. I mean, you put in endless amount of hours to understand the value of everything that you teach and also what's lacking from that. So you've gained access to even improving all that you learned by teaching what you're teaching now. So I think, to me, that's a hats off type deal. I believe that in today's world, more people are doing that, where before they worked 30 years, retired, and died. Now people have found a way that they can go forward and still produce a revenue, and more important, a self-worth by helping others. And I think that if more of that takes place in our world, so many more people will be better off. So what's your thought on that?
No, I absolutely agree. And, you know, living life with a real deep understanding of purpose is the way it is. And even in leadership, you know, we have a conference coming up in Cincinnati. It's called The Next Generation of Lean Leadership in October. And it's leadership with a purpose. Even as we lead people inside of our jobs, for me, it's all about the servant leadership model. It's all about the, you know, and the servant leadership model has been around since Christ. And you know, it's all about that model. And I was, you know, the same way. I mean, I found Christ when I was in my 20s. And then I just went to work and worked really hard. And, you know, I did everything somebody told me to do. And I realized that once we find Christ, our eternal problems are taken care of, but we still have to learn to live in time. So that's sort of the time and eternity model to teach folks how to affect folks inside of time, because I believe we're here to pay it forward. I believe that I'm here to make other people's lives better and to be able to touch them inside of time. And then my personal goal is, if I can touch enough people inside of time, I will also get to touch them for eternity. But then on the other side of the realm, the Christian folks that understand and have eternity sewed up, how to teach them to live in time with purpose, where we can actually affect other people's lives and just to give each other hope inside of living with a purpose. So it's inside of our leadership model. It's inside of our professional and personal development model, and then even our organizational model. It's all about, where are you going in 5 years, and what are you going to do today that's going to help you get there? So that's the structure. That's the continuous improvement structure. That's the structure of, like you said, you know, at 40, I didn't like what I saw. So I decided, okay, when I'm 50, I would like to be different. So what am I going to do differently today in order to be different? You know, so doing the same thing over again expecting a different result is insanity. So we do what we've always done, and yet we're surprised when we get what we've always got. So to begin to do things differently, as a man thinketh, so is he. So to begin to change that mindset is a really, really huge deal. I mean, it literally affects everything. And so unfortunately, we've been programmed to go through life waiting for the other shoe to drop instead of enjoying the two shoes that we have.
Well put. Well put. I like that. I might have to borrow that. I always speak on different types of leadership, and one of the things you just hit it right on the head, because it's really important that people understand that yesterday is not here anymore and tomorrow might not show up, so what are you doing about today? And, you know, I always say that the people recognize the mailman coming every day, so they're in a panic mode. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter unless you have accomplished what you need to inside yourself. Because otherwise you break down, you fall apart. And that's where that balance is really important, that you know the difference. You know, when you park the car in the driveway and you walk in your home, you should be able to leave whatever happened out on the road in the car, you know, if you want to have a happy life in the house. And all that sounds really great, but it's not simple, and that's why it's important to bring people in like yourself and like my first guest that can help you with those struggles. It's just not really something that, you know, it's like they say on TV, don't try this at home, you know, because you can't do it by yourself. You wear yourself out and you end up in a bad place. So how do people find you and get in touch with you?
Our internet, timeandeternity.net, www.timeandeternity.net. There's a phone number there. There's email access there. All of our stuff is there. Like I did say, we're having a Lean Leadership Conference the 21st and 22nd of October here in the Cincinnati area, and hope to do one of them in April in Dallas, you know, sort of begin to teach folks. And then at the, you know, at the in the evening of both of those days, we're going to have a Wholeness of Life, a free open to the public, you know, two-hour just sort of seminar to talk about, you know, the personal side, the, you know, the things that go into emotional health. So timeandeternity.net. I just published my first book, which is My Life Story and Hope for Time and Eternity. You can find that on my website or Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's the story of, you know, where I've come through my life. Through My Eyes is the subtitle. So I got my first book out and hope to start a book this fall on leadership. But that's timeandeternity.net, our website.
Well, I just, you know, it's funny, you took the words right out of my mouth, because I was going to ask you when you were going to put this in a book. And now I'm on Amazon, and I'm posting it up on social media so that people can have the opportunity to get this and understand more about you. When you come to Dallas, please reach out and let me know. I'm in Houston. I do a lot of stuff in Dallas, a lot of speaking, a lot of networking. I know a lot of people up there, and I'd love to help promote that you're coming there. So please stay in touch with me and let me know that as well.
No, we certainly will, and I really appreciate it. Right now we're scheduled for April 14th and 15th, so we'll certainly stay in touch with you and your audience, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, Doug, it's been my pleasure, and, you know, make sure to let us know, let your office reach out to us again and get us on the show in March, so that we can really help push this promotion of you being in Dallas.
Okay, buddy, I appreciate it, and thanks a lot for having me on.
All right, Doug, thank you. You have a great day and a great week, and we'll see you next year.
Okay, buddy, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, you know, it's just really excites me when our people are on that are bringing great opportunities to people out there, not only in a daily day on a stage, but in book form so that you can reach out and find out more, okay, and learn. Learning is the key, right? So what I want to do is a quick recap of the show here, and one of the things we started out with today was the word marketing. The word marketing is the word of the week, and the challenge of the week is how are you marketing yourselves with your words and your actions? How do they line up to what you say you do for a living, or who you are in this world as a parent, as a spouse, as a entrepreneur, as an executive, or just an employee? It doesn't matter what it is that you do for a living. What matters is your actions and your words and how you're marketing yourself. So that's the challenge of the week. My first guest on the show today was a young lady by the name of Cynthia Larson, and she's out of California. And, you know, she brought to us her new book that was released called Quantum Jump, I'm sorry. And you'll find out more about that by going to realityshifters.com, realityshifters.com. And, you know, she's showing you an instant way to transform your life if you're willing to take a moment out to try that. My second guest is a gentleman by the name of Doug Hurlt, who's out of the Cincinnati, Ohio area. And time and eternity, personal development, personal growth and development, okay, is you can find more about that by going to timeandeternity.net. Now, you know, I mentioned that Cynthia had a book, and you can connect with her on Twitter, and just go to the website. You can make connection with everybody. And Doug's book is In Hope for Time and Eternity. You can find both books, the one by Cynthia Larson, Quantum Jump, and the one by Doug Hurlt, In Hope for Time and Eternity, on Amazon.com. Make sure to buy the book, read it. They have audio version as well. And get back to us. Let us know your thoughts on it. Was it worth your time? Do we need to have these guests back on so you can learn more? Feedback is important. You can always find me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. And make sure to understand that you can be a guest on any of the 7 to 12 shows we do a week here in Tough Talk Radio Network by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com, filling out a registration form to the show that you want to be a guest on. If you're interested in marketing yourself to gain more growth and visibility in the world, and you want to host your own radio show, hey, check us out. Send me an email, info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Learn more by going to the website, toughtalkradionetwork.com, and clicking on the host tab. Find out if it's a fit for you. We're always looking for more people to come on and spread the word. Right now, we're looking for home improvement, sports, and cooking shows. So if you're in that realm and you're looking for it, now we do accept other opportunities or shows, but that's the three we're targeting right now, so we hope to hear from you. You can call our office at 832-437-8898. Tell them you heard it here on Workshop Wednesday. We hope everyone has a great day and a blessed week. We hope that you will tune in tomorrow. There's three shows on the network, Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. There's Creating Business Harmony and Life's Issues. So check us out. We hope to hear you on the air or talk with you on the air. Have a great day.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.